Hello.
Hello there. Am I speaking to a Mr. Charlie MacArthur?
Yes.
Fantastic, Charlie. It's Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the Scottish redress claim.
Yes.
Yep. Now, all it is there, Charlie, is just to get your statement today and get the case set up for you. But the great news is, with these claims, Charlotte, the average refund is around £45,000 at the moment, okay? So, nice bit of money to claim back. Now, I know it doesn't make it better for what you've been through, but, you know, it's just something that shows what you went through wasn't right and it shouldn't have happened to you, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, all I need to do is, like I say, is go through the document with you. So, just bear with me 2 moments, Charlotte. So, just to confirm, I've got your name on the system here as Charlotte MacArthur, is that correct?
That's correct, yes, yes.
I've got an email for you, Charlie. I've got charliemac291261@gmail.com. Is that also correct?
291261.
Yep, that's the one, pal. Sorry, the way I read it out, isn't it? It's the same when someone does your phone number, isn't it?
Yeah, suffer for me the experience. It's a bit, I get a bit complicated.
Yeah, no, no problem. Now, Charlie, you know your name on your birth certificate. Is it Charles or is it Charlie?
Charles. My proper name is Charles Calder MacArthur.
Charles.
But,
okay. What's your middle name, sorry, Charles? Could you spell that out for me?
I don't usually use it, but it's Calder. C-A-L-D-E-R.
Okay, perfect. And, Charles, could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, Charlie?
29/12/61.
I should have knew that, to be fair, from your email, shouldn't I? Sorry about that. That's it, pal. And just your door number and postcode, please, Charlie.
8EN156RU.
6, Lima Uniform, yeah?
Yep.
Yep. Is it Hillside Road?
No, it's Hinman Walk. Hinman Walk.
Did you say Echo November 15?
Yeah. D for Doncaster, N for
D-N.
Norman, yes, DN15.
DN156LU is coming up as Robert Street.
6R for Romeo.
Are you, okay. Hinman Walk?
That's it, mate, yes.
Yeah,
number eight.
Yeah, perfect. It's just this line's terrible, this headset I've got on, I do apologise. Charlie, have you ever been known by any other names?
Charlie.
No worries. Okay. Who is your local GP surgery at the moment, Charlie?
Cedar Medical Practice. Scunthorpe.
How are you spelling that one, pal? Could you spell it out for me?
C-H-E-D-D-E-R Medical Practice.
Scunthorpe, yeah? Okay, I'll search out for you. Yeah, I've got it here for you, perfect. And that's on... Is it on Roynham Way?
No, it's on Aspie Road, mate. C-E-D. Cedar, as in the C.
Yeah, no, I've got it for you now. 275 Aspie Road, Scunthorpe, yeah?
That's it, mate. Yes, yes. You just got me wrong. I'm in St. Tone Lane, that's all. But I'm okay,
yeah,
carry on.
Yeah, okay. How old are you at the moment, Charlie? What's your age?
I've just turned 64.
64, okay. And do you remember your parents' names, Charlie?
John and Agnes.
John. Were they also the same? Were they MacArthur, yeah?
Aye. MacArthur, aye.
Fantastic, okay. That's fine. And where were you living before you got placed into care, Charlie? Do you remember your address?
Fucking hell, man, you're asking. I think it was 8 Whiteleys Road.
Whiteleys Road?
Aye. Greenock, Scotland.
Whiteleys Road, let's have a look. Was it in Warley? No, that's not the right one. Was it in Glasgow?
Greenock?
Okay, so
yes.
Let's have a look. Greenock. Okay, 8 Wise Liesel. Was it a been PA15 postcode, do you believe, in
I can't remember, mate. I think it would have been IPA. I'm going back years ago.
No, understandable. It's good that you remember this kind of stuff, to be fair. I mean, I know that, I definitely.
I've got ADHD. They say people with ADHD have got good long-term memories. Yeah, I can't remember last week.
I joined the club. I'm exactly the same, pal. You've got the same thing as me. I can't remember what I did last week, but I can remember stuff from when I was like 5 years old.
Crazy, that, isn't it?
You remember the old things, don't you? It's like... Alzheimer's reversed. Can I just say, do you have any siblings there at all, Charles? Any brothers or sisters?
They're all dead. Well, most of them are dead. Two of them are dead. I live on Moan, mate, down Scunthorpe. I live on Moan down here.
The reason we ask these questions, Charlie, is just because when you got placed into care, this would have been on your file. So it helps us locate you with the care homes and the local authority. You know, when we come to it, we'll say, we've got a client called Charles Coden MacArthur. He had a brother and sister called this person and that person.
Yeah, Rosina and Brady. I had five brothers, four brothers and two sisters.
Okay, and what's their names, pal? Could you just go through a few of them if you can?
Frank's dead now. He was the oldest. Then there was Edward. And then my sister, Rosina. Then John, he's dead. Then me, Charles. Then my sister, Bridget, and my brother, Patrick.
Okay. And a bit of a crazy question now, Charles, because there's quite a few of them, but do you know their dates of births or...
I would know some, but I would know the years.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem, pal. We don't really need that. That's just an extra question in case you do. And what local authority would you have been cared under? Would it have been under the same authority? So would it have been under Greenock?
Well, probably. I was in children's homes all my life, so I don't really...
Yeah. No, that's fine. Just like I say, what you can answer, Charles, if you don't know the answer to some of them, Don't really worry too much.
I was diagnosed with ADHD 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think I have to concentrate, that's all, mate, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, they found that late, but you didn't, I mean, they only just found it just now, so you only diagnosed you now.
Sorry?
They only just diagnosed you now in the last 2 years.
Yeah,
go through all your life not knowing.
Well, you were a naughty boy and you took to the children's home back in my day. That was it. There was no such thing as ADHD.
No, there was. You're right. They didn't know how to deal with it, did they? And such. Now they've got a bit more understanding about it.
But they tried to give me drugs. Do you want to give me drugs at my age? I refused drugs at 64. I'm not starting taking drugs. I've not put them on my life.
Yeah, I'm
as well just carry on now.
No, that's it. You are right there, pal.
I do struggle, don't get me wrong. Sorry.
Yeah, no, we'll be up. Yeah, no, don't worry about it, Charles. What age were you when you got put into care, first of all?
Seven.
Okay. And what establishment were you placed into? So what was the children's home you were placed into?
They called it then, I was in a few, but actually, it was LSD schools.
Yeah, and what was, you know the name of the first one you was in?
Lady Mary, with the nuns of convent. Lady Mary. Then it became the Good Shepherd after that. I googled it.
Yeah.
Lady Mary School.
Lady Mary School. Let's have a look. Was that in Greenock as well?
No, it was in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Okay.
It was a convent.
Convent school, yeah.
Yeah, 2.5 years I was in there.
Yeah, I think I found it, to be fair. St. Mary's just wasn't...
It was demolished and made into the Good Shepherd, apparently.
It was, okay. Do you know... I know it's a bit of an old question, because it's quite a long ago, so I understand if you don't know the answer. Do you know what street it was on?
Woodtall Road. Collington, Woodtall Road.
I've got one here, White House Lane, Bruntsfield.
Woodtall.
Rithall, okay. Not a problem, pal. Obviously, that was the first one you was in. What was the second one?
I was in one before that, but it was only a few months. It was in Dumfries, but I can't remember the name.
Where did the main obstacle... You know, with the abuse, where did that take place? Was it in the St. Mary's one, or was that in a different one?
In Lady Mary.
Lady Mary, yeah? Lady Mary, let's have a look. I think it's gave me the wrong address for that one, so let me just get it right for you.
I'm trying to... it was demolished. I found it on Google. I Googled it.
Yeah. Let's have a look.
Collington Road, Woodhall.
Yeah. Collington, did you say?
Collington, yeah. Woodhall Road. It's Edinburgh, but the area was called Collington and the road was Woodhall Road.
Yep. Lady Mary's Field, Collington, Edinburgh. I found it here for you. We found it, so that's good stuff. Let me just get the address down. Where's it gone? Let me have a look.
They demolished it and then built it up again, apparently.
Yep. Yeah, I've got the address here. So another lady, this is online, so a lady went there, she spoke to Jean McDonald. Yeah, somebody else had been through. I'm reading that statement now online. Yeah.
Well, she's been in there a long time. I may have known her. What year was she in?
Let me have a look for you. I have an older brother, two sisters, mentioned, born in 1972. I see when she was in there. So Mrs. McDonald, do you remember a Mrs. McDonald?
No, I was only 7 or 8 years old.
Ah, right, these were like the people who run it. So we got the Nuns Assessment Centre told me that was happening and spoke to Jean McDonald at the household. There's a lady.
Bailey got 10 years for sexual abusing children. That Bailey, Brian Bailey or something. Bailey.
Yeah.
That was a cunt, yeah. Sorry for swearing.
And it was Lady Mary where the abuse happened, yeah?
Yes. I was in there for 3.5 years.
3.5 years. She's in there from 7 years old. When did you start Lady Mary's? How old was she when you went in there, sorry?
Seven.
She's in there till she was around 11, is that right?
Seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11.5, 12 maybe, yeah. I think I'm in 69 till 70. 16, 71, 72 or 71. I can't really remember.
You're doing very well, to be fair, Charles. I do appreciate it. It's just a very long time ago, so it's understandable. You know, if you do forget something, it's kind of something that's in the back of your memory, isn't it? You know, something you need to...
It's only because I've been Googling it. So the reason back what's happened about the people. I spoke to a lot of people who've been abused in it and all through social media.
Yeah, you know, that's it. So, Charles, in regards to your beneficiary, so, for example, if we can't, say we can't get hold of you at the time or the worst was to happen, Charles, who would you like to be your beneficiary, so the person that...
I've had to put that down. My son called Charles. My worker that, yeah.
Okay. And do you have a telephone number for Charles?
Hold on, I'll just look. Hold on, mate. Hold on, give a minute.
No problem, pal.
You still there, mate?
Yeah, I'm still here, pal.
Hold on, I'll put on loudspeaker.
No problem.
Still there?
Yeah, still there. Hello, so I can hear you, Charles. Still here, pal.
Right, I'm putting on loudspeaker to get your number. Hold on, just a minute, mate.
Yep, go for it, no problem.
Mm. 07530.
Yep.
8835.
Yep.
44.
Perfect. No problem there. That's fine. And what was the reason why you got placed into the care, Charles? Was it because they thought you was a naughty boy?
Yeah, well, I didn't go to school and I was a bit wild.
Okay.
I didn't know what I did.
No, I said, I'll be put down to your ADHD, won't it? But like I say, they didn't know what to do with that back then, did they?
There was no such thing as ADHD, you know what I mean, mate?
Yeah.
They just not in the home.
There was no such thing as autism back then, was there? They had very strange ways of dealing with it. So, Charles, just a statement now. So what actually happened while you were there? Could you just give us a day-to-day of what happened at Lady Mary School, the abuse you suffered, pal?
Sexual abuse. They used to... they've done a lot. They used to pass me. Put me in a bath and then drive me, but when they're driving me down below my private parts and playing there, I remember that.
Yeah.
And locked me in a room. Yeah. When I used to kick off, they called it the quiet room. They used to lock me in a room and when I was not in, just fucking lock the door. And then they'd put me over the knee and spike my bare bum with their slippers.
Yeah.
And then the teachers would just... They're always bashing me and touching me, I remember. The male teachers, not... what I can remember, the nuns, they were evil. Some of them were really evil. I don't even like talking about it, mate, because I guess I'm upset.
No, understandable. You've been through a lot there, Charles, to be fair. Like I say, with these claims, and I know the compensation, it doesn't make it right what you've been through. But the thing is with it, it's just something so you know what you went through was wrong, and that's why you're getting paid out for it. That's why the payments are so high. Like I say, the average rate getting back, Charles, is around 45,000 for the moment for these claims.
I was in detention centres and bottles and prisons all my life. You know what I mean? I was always, ever since that, I've always been in trouble. Well, been in prisons and... Yeah. Do you remember detention centres and bottles? I was through all that, and I've been through all that and all. I could never keep a steady job, but I always wondered why I couldn't handle a job. I had a few jobs, but I couldn't last. Well, just my mind.
It's an effective, isn't it?
You don't just have to speak to people about it, you know what I mean? People think they're disgusted.
No, it is. I'd be the same, to be fair. You know, I struggle, like, for example, when, you know, it's just us as men, isn't it, Charles, really? I mean, us men, we're not the best at speaking about things.
No,
especially something like this.
It's pride, isn't it?
No, that's it. Especially something like this, it's going to be even worse, you know, even harder to talk about. So I completely understand, Charles. Obviously, I can't comprehend what you've been through, because I've not been through it myself, but, like I say, you shouldn't be going through things like that at that age, and they should never do that to you. No, that's it, definitely not. Especially, but now, like I say, now it's kind of changed a bit now, so they will know how to deal with ADHD now, which is a bit different. Back then, they would have just give you a belt, I'm guessing, wouldn't they? You know, just give you a...
Well, that's exactly what happened to me. More than a belt.
They'll think you're being naughty, but really, you're actually not. It's just ADHD, you know, it's attention order, isn't it? So, it's just something...
Yeah, it's
not an expensive, really. Not at all, pal. So what we need from you now, Charles, we just need a copy of photo ID and proof of address. So just a picture of a driving licence, a passport, or a bus pass, just where you show something with your picture on it, and then just a letter to prove where you live, Charles. Now,
how do I do that?
WhatsApp Messenger, Charles. You use that on your mobile, don't you?
I've got WhatsApp, yes.
Yeah. So all you're doing, Charles, if you look at your mobile now, you've just received a message from me. It'll say, "Hi, Charlie, it's Ben from MMA Legal. Please reply with a photo of your ID and proof of address." So all
on
you
WhatsApp.
Do, Charles, is you put on WhatsApp, pal. So if you click that message, it'll open the conversation with me. And if you look in the bottom right corner, you'll see a camera. It'll let you take a picture of the ID and the letter and then just click send. Nice and easy for you, Charles.
So you want the driving license, not picture?
Yeah, a picture of your driving license or a passport or even a bus pass. It's not a problem.
Hold on, mate. Give me 1 minute, mate. Can I sit here for a minute, love? I'll just talk to them.
I've found
something that they've got undercover.
Yeah, not a problem. Take your time, Charles. No problem, Charles.
I just sent that now, mate, on WhatsApp.
Let's have a look. Perfect, Charles. So all we need now, fella, is just a picture of a letter. It can be any letter, Charles. It just needs to be dated in the last 3 months to prove where you live.
I need to send that when I get home, mate.
No, that's fine. Not a problem there, Charles. That's perfectly fine.
What I was going to say to you, mate, right, listen,
yep.
What I was going to ask you to put the money in my son's account, because they've got my bank details, but I'm no good with money, mate. I've got to get my son to look after my granddaughter, you know what I mean?
No, that's fine. When it comes to the payment stage, Charles, just let them know that. They'll put it in any account you want. They can even give you a cheque and put it in your son's name for you. That's
all
not
right,
a problem whatsoever, Charles. If that's okay.
What you want, they'll
do that for you.
Yeah,
okay. Perfect. So the last thing we need from you, Charles, I'm going to send over now a document to your email. It's just like signing a parcel at the door. It's just a new signature, so you just got to sign the document. It's just so we can go to the next stage of the claim for you, Charles, okay?
So what did I do? I get an email and sign it. Sorry.
Yeah, you get an email in a moment. No, you'll get an email in a second, Charles. It'll be from myself, Ben Jacobs, okay? All you do is you open the email, and it'll say proceed to document. If you click that, it'll take you to the document, and there's just a couple of boxes for you to click to sign, okay?
Right, mate, okay.
Perfect. That should be in your email once you come off the call there, Charles, so I'll leave it with you. But I'll give you a call within the next, say, 10 minutes and see how you've got on with it, okay?
Yeah. Could you ring my son and explain what you've told me? Because I'll forget, because me, it's these. But if you can ring my son and explain...
Yeah, does your son use WhatsApp? Because I can send him a little message over, if that's all right.
My son uses WhatsApp, yes.
Perfect. I'll send him a message over in a minute. I'll let him know what's going on. Claims for you and what it's for, okay? And that he's put you down as a beneficiary.
Thanks very much.
Perfect. No, so once that's signed, Charles, I'll give you a call, but I'll let you know it's signed, just so you know. And then, like I say, once you get the letter later, just send that over on WhatsApp, okay?
Do that again, mate, once I sign it.
So once you sign, I'll give you a call back to let you know you signed it, just to let you know it's all done.
Lovely.
That's it. And when you get home later, Charles, you'll just need a picture of any letter you've got, okay?
I need to remember that. Yeah.
That's it.
Just remember that.
I'll let you...
Can you remember me on WhatsApp to send you a picture of my address, mate, in case I forget?
I will do. What time would you like the message at, Charles?
What time
would you like it?
Well, now, because I'm walking home, I'll be walking home now, and then I'll open up my WhatsApp when I get home, and I'll send a picture, mate.
Okay. Perfect. I'll send it over right now for you, Charles, okay?
All right, and thank you, mate. Take care. God bless you.
No worries, Charles. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you soon, pal. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.